Touchdown confirmed.
You hear the sounds of cheers echoing the walls of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory? Well, these cheers are the signs of the celebration of years of painstaking efforts materializing into a revolutionary achievement as NASA's latest expedition to the red planet of Mars, InSight lander, landed there. This happened as a lander of InSight completed its 205-day journey across space. The room burst with cries of elation and tears of joy filled in every official's eyes in the control room, who sat there with bated breath at Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. The project manager Tom Hoffman recalls the experience as an exhilarating one, quoting, "The hairs on the back of my neck would start rising a little bit higher after the landing happened." A contented Hoffman further added, "And then when we finally got the confirmation of the touchdown, it was completely amazing. The whole room went crazy. My inner four-year-old came out." For the months to come, the InSight will have much task to cater to as it will start its study of the underworld that exists in Mars, as it will listen to the tremors and Mars quakes and accumulate data that will be brought together in a map of the interiors of the Mars, aiding the scientists to comprehend as to how other rocky planets and Mars were formed. But why would we at Earth want to study Mars in the first place? Bruce Bannard, principal investigator of InSight Lander, answers, "We can basically use Mars as a time machine to go back and look at what the Earth must have looked like a few tens of millions of years after it was formed." So where is InSight of Mars? InSight was landed on Elysium Planitia near the equator in Northern Hemisphere. The scientists of the mission have delineated the area that looks like a parking lot, or simply put, Kansas without the corn. Since the mission does not intend to study the rocky terrain or the small sunsets, the planners chose a region that is flat with sandy soil. Hoffman chuckles, saying, "There's one rock, so I'm going to have to talk to them a little bit." The core scientific fraction of the mission does not start before it's a couple of months, and the mission managers have confirmed the health of the safe spacecraft to be in great shape, including its robotic arm. The arm will lift the spacecraft's primary instruments off the main deck of the lander and place them on the Martian ground. The lander's journey of more than 300 million miles started on May 5 with an early morning launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base of California. Inserted inside its shell, the spacecraft whizzed across the solar system, navigating by Gleam as an onboard tracker aided it to stay on the right path. So what now? On the inside, the home team of the spacecraft isn't on a full course of celebrations yet, and they have their reasons. Because to have the mission completed successfully, InSight must deploy its solar panels, and it would be a few more hours before the confirmation signal arrives. And supposedly it does, the spacecraft will be officially in the league of interplanetary robots that are currently studying the red planet, which includes Mars' Recona orbiter, which kept a check on InSight's descent. One of InSight's primary goal is to figure out how seismically active the red planet is, says Rene Weber of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. "There is something that we don't actually know," she says. "That's basically how many quakes there are, how often do they occur, where do they occur, how big they are," she says. For more news updates, log on to www.swnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.